Mike Hettinger is out as Tech America's vice president for public sector. He was supposed to bring stability to the policy group after it lost four former leaders to one of its competitors. Larry Allen is the president of Allen Federal Business Partners and former leader of the Coalition for Government Procurement. He is now serving as consultant for Tech America during this period of transition. Larry, it's great to have you on the program as always. What is your sense of what Tech America was or wasn't doing that its leaders would like you and Bill Greenwald of the American Enterprise Institute, former DOD acquisition official who will be working in this effort with you, what do they want you to look at as far as what they might do differently or more of or less of in the future?
Francis, that's, of course, the salient question. And while we need to talk to some of the members of Tech America to ultimately get to those answers, right now, I think what we're looking at is finding some focus areas that Tech America can claim as their own, some things where they're going to be the acknowledged leader. You know, they have an excellent reputation already for things like their CIO survey and some of their state and local government work. So it's a question of what does the association do really well that provides the maximum benefit to the members, and how do we leverage that in a sustainable fashion to move the association forward?
So I'm going to guess, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the board came to you and Bill and said, we're considering making some changes, and we would like you guys to come in and look at what we're doing now and how you advise us to move forward. Do I have that part of it right?
Pretty much. I mean, Bill Greenwald and I both have significant association backgrounds. As you mentioned in your intro, I ran the Coalition for Government Procurement. Bill was with the Aerospace Industries Association for a good while. So I think that what's really needed here, as much as any policy help that we might be able to lend a hand with, is good, strong association management skills, particularly associations that have federal sector experience. So, you know, I hope to make use of that in this engagement.
What I heard when I heard those names, the names, yours and Bill's, at the Sammy's last night when this first started to get around, was operational experience. And it sounds like that's what the board is saying we want you to look at. We want you guys to look through that lens at what we're doing now and how we can do it better.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, this is too soon to tell. This is our first day working on this project, what exactly the association might do that it's not doing now, what it's doing now that it needs to keep doing in the future, that type of thing. But certainly the idea is to make sure that Tech America continues to evolve with the changes in the federal market, to make sure that it is meeting the needs of the members and providing an effective voice in shaping IT and IT acquisition policy.
The way that you expect to go about doing this, what do you have a sense yet of what that looks like, or is it too early yet, since this is the first day you're on this, to know yet how you and Bill expect to proceed?
Well, I think that it's going to be a lot of talking to the members, particularly the board members of Tech America, but also the rank and file. Today was an outstanding day in terms of being able to get some really good input from the Tech America staff. They have some very good ideas for the organization, and a lot of common themes came up during those discussions. So I think from the staff perspective, there's very good talent there, people who are dedicated to the association's mission, and that came out in the discussions we had. We haven't had a chance to talk to a lot of members. We've talked to a few, and so far the reaction has been very positive. People, I think, are looking for energy to come in from this, but not just energy, Francis, but also a sense of direction, so that whatever energy there is focused on real, discernible, achievable outcomes.
Do you and Bill have a timeline of when you expect to be able to go back to the board and say, okay, this is what we've got, here's where we think we stand?
We really don't. We've not been given any formal timeline. Certainly, I think they want some answers, as you would expect them to. But, you know, you don't want to rush into answers that you think are right and then find later that, you know, you went a little bit more quickly than you should have. So Bill and I want to move responsibly through this process. You know, there are a couple of things that are coming up that, you know, we know we have to do in the next month or two, and we'll be ready to hit those marks when they come up. But, you know, the overall idea is to create a sustainable platform for Tech America to continue to serve members in the federal IT space.
Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and he also writes the Week Ahead newsletter. And I got mine yesterday, which, of course, I got a number of hours before I knew about any of this going down. And so I assume you're going to continue with the business at hand in addition to working with Tech America.
Allen Federal is alive and well.
Okay, good.
Very happy to be bought on board by Tech America and CompTIA. This is kind of an exciting project for me as a consultant. It gives me a chance to use some skill sets that I haven't used in a while. So that's exciting. But yes, Allen Federal is still Allen Federal, and I love all of my clients.
Of course you do. Now, you write in the Week Ahead newsletter, Larry, that there is a possible lesson from the continuing resolution that passed and President Obama signed last week. And you write that that is how you sell is as important as what you sell. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that, Francis, is you can have the world's best solution, whether it's IT, professional services, furniture, what have you. But if you don't have the right contract vehicles, then you may be stranded at the goal line without being able to get a piece of business into the end zone. And companies, in my experience, spend an awful lot of time, and not surprisingly, on their solution and why they have the best solution. And they should do that. But they also have to make sure that that solution is on vehicles that federal agencies can access, or that if we know that an agency is going to do a small business set-aside and you're a large business, well, you better have a small business partner who you can work with if you want to do work on this project. So that's what I'm really talking about. It's the channel and the mechanism for how you actually conduct that business that companies need to focus on a little bit more than they are. I was talking to one company last week, for example, and they do have an interesting solution, but they also don't have any, and it happens to be in this case an IT solution, but they also don't hold any indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity vehicles. That's going to make it more difficult for them to do business in a market, the federal IT market, where 40 to 50% of all the IT spending is done through an IDIQ vehicle.
The continuing resolution is giving us a little bit of certainty, gets us through December 11th. Do we have a sense yet of what kind of impact that might have besides how you sell is what you, as important as what you sell, on the contracting community? Because it doesn't give us any certainty, of course, between December 12th and September 30th, 2015.
Well, right. And, you know, two ways to answer that. One is we'll find out after the November elections. secondly, there is an important understanding to note that, look, under a continuing resolution, agencies cannot start any new projects. They can keep doing what they have been doing. They can do logical follow-ons to things they have been doing, but they can't initiate any net new projects. So for contractors who are hoping to start the fiscal year off doing a new project, if they had new projects in their pipeline, that probably won't be happening. And that's a little disconcerting, considering that it's not really just the first 2.5 months of the fiscal year. You could end up with a continuing resolution, Francis, well into calendar year 2015. And conceivably, for parts of the federal government, you could have an entire fiscal year be covered by a continuing resolution. That has happened in the recent past.
Yes. We are hearing good news from my friend David Hawkins at Roll Call that Hal Rogers, the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, and Senator Barbara Mikulski, the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, the two members and their staffs are already talking about omnibus legislation, which is not as desirable as individual bills, but at least isn't one big lump CR for the entire government like we're working on right now.
Well, that's right. Certainly, people would favor appropriations, both in industry and government, by the way. It enables for better mission planning. If you're a Fed, it allows you to address some of the new mission critical things, some of which Congress has directed you to do. If you're a contractor, you certainly like knowing that your customer has a stable supply of funding to go through the remainder of the fiscal year, so that would certainly be a win for everybody. The trick about omnibuses, and when I worked on the Hill, my member of Congress used to call them ominouses, because you know there's usually some things tucked in there that nobody knew about, so we'd have to watch those.